A fight leads to a slashing at school. Good morning, I'm Jeff Motes. Overcast, 57 degrees at KFOR FM 101.5, 1240 AM at 7:03. Before we get to that story, the other item that we're following closely this morning is the possibility of severe weather in the Lincoln area later today and this evening. We're under an enhanced risk of severe storms. KFOR News this morning reached out to the National Weather Service in Valley and talked to meteorologist Katie Gross on what the tornado probability is for later today.
It looks like there's about a 10 to 14% chance of a tornado within 25 miles of any point. And then we are in the hatched area, which means there's a greater than 10% probability of a significant tornado, or like an EF2 to an EF5.
Remember to keep it on KFOR, on air, online, and through social media. Plus, get our text alerts by texting WARNING to 402-258-2800, brought to you by Lincoln Electric System. And Operation Stormwatch on KFOR is brought to you by Golden Rule Contractors. Now to the latest in that ongoing investigation. Following a fight at Lincoln High just before noon Thursday that resulted in a student being assaulted with a knife, Assistant Lincoln Police Chief Jason Stilley says a school resource officer called for backup because of a fight involving two male students, a 14 and 15-year-old, when the 14-year-old apparently showed a knife and then assaulted the 15-year-old. As to how the weapon got inside the school,
at this point, we believe he retrieved it from backup.
But police say the school resource officer provided first aid to one of the students on the scene, and other officers responded to a local urgent care about a patient that was stabbed. Lincoln Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Paul Gosman commended police and school staff for their efforts. He added that there is no active threat to the school, and this was an isolated incident.
I want to assure the community that the students involved will face consequences outside of just the consequences with the legal system, but with the school.
Injuries to both students are minor. KFOR News Time, 7:05. Looks like the University of Nebraska Board of Regents will meet at 1 o'clock this afternoon to decide if Dr. Jeffrey Gold should be the new NU system president. The Nebraska Examiner reports an updated agenda item with the key contractual terms, including an initial 5-year term for Gold's presidency at a base salary of $1,062,573. That's an increase of about $31,000 of Gold's current salary. About $200,000 in leftover American Rescue Plan Act funding in Lincoln will go to help workforce development for child care. Half of the money would go toward Lincoln Littles by providing a paid internship program to allow 30 people to participate and get weekly educational opportunities for child care. Alec Gorinsky is with the Lincoln Community Foundation and is also the board chair for Lincoln Littles.
We have multiple child care centers that are not at full capacity, that have empty classrooms, all because of a lack of workforce.
The other half of the $200,000 will go to Cedars for their North Ridge Child Care Center in providing stable child care for low-income families in North Lincoln. You can read more about the other ARPA funds toward other local programs at KFORnow.com. It's Arbor Day, which is an official holiday in Nebraska, with many state offices closed for the observance. Arbor Day recognizes the planting of 1 million trees in Nebraska, and it's celebrated around the world. This Sunday afternoon from 12:30 to 3:30 over at Antelope Park, there will be a celebration held for Arbor Day Ellen Katie Lose is with the Arbor Day Foundation.
There will be food trucks, yoga sessions, live music from the Wildwoods, and they'll also be one of the best ways to celebrate Arbor Day is to plant a tree, and we'll be also having a free tree giveaway.
More information can be found at arbordaylnk.org. Lincoln's first forecast, it will become sunny here for a little bit later on today, but then there's a 70% chance of thunderstorms. Some of those could be severe. Another reminder that Lincoln is in an enhanced risk for severe weather today. 76 the high. Mostly cloudy, 30% chance of evening thunderstorms tonight. Some of those could be severe, a low of 50. For the spring game tomorrow, Saturday, mostly sunny and breezy, then a 50% chance of late afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 78.